this is interesting. It sounds like it might be a little bit of crackpot science. I don't know. That's just my first reaction. But what we're being told is that babies who hear two languages regularly when they're in the womb are more likely to become bilingual. Could this be possible?
Well, this is what they did. This is a University of British Columbia study published in the journal Psychological Science, where they ran two experiments. These experiments, they had babies, in order to determine whether babies were paying attention to a stimulus or the language. In the first experiment, they had the baby suck on a pacifier that was hooked up to a computer that indicated that if they were sucking on the pacifier quickly, that they were interested in the stimulus. And they found that for mothers who spoke only English, babies of mothers who spoke only English had more sucks per minute when they heard the language as opposed to hearing a language that's spoken in the Philippines called Tagalog. And newborns whose mothers who spoke both English and Tagalog regularly during pregnancy were equally interested. That is, the computer monitored the same type of stimulus response. And then they wondered whether these babies could distinguish between the rhythm and the melodies of the two languages, or whether their exposure to both meant that they couldn't tell the difference between the two. And they found in the second experiment that infants that listened to sentences spoken in one language would suck on that pacifier, and then until they lost interest, so they stopped sucking on it. Either they became tired, which is another possibility, or they just lost interest. And then they heard it sucking in another language, and they found that if when they switched to the tag-along, the babies that heard the tag-along, they would suck even more. That was the study, and they're concluding from this that somehow this means that they could discriminate different languages. Well, all that tells us is that they can discriminate different sounds. They didn't use music to see if that would make a difference, or different music styles. Is it language or just sound discrimination? And what about using random sounds? Would that also lead to a similar response? So your impression, Mark, at the beginning, I think, is correct. I don't really think this really tells us very much other than they can discern different sounds according to these two languages, but they didn't really use any other sounds for basis of comparison.
And, you know, I guess it's the fact that they were sucking on their pacifier more often, is that really a strong indicator of, well, of interest or recognition?
Exactly. So, and they're concluding from this is that, therefore, the children will not get confused if they learn two languages at the same time, that there's mechanisms in place to discern the difference. Mm-hmm. So all it tells us is that there's mechanisms in place to discern different sounds, not necessarily language, it's very possible, but it's really not enough information to create that kind of association or link. Not enough data was used to really determine that. Only two different languages, but not any other sounds for control groups or basis for comparison.
All right, Barry, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Mark.